You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Gym Class here at KGYM. Happy holidays. As we get into the Christmas week here. Starting things off on a Monday, a sunny Monday. Nah, temperatures aren't going to make it feel like Christmas, that's for sure. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me in just a few moments from his home on the southwest side. Ben, our producer on the other side of the glass. Thank you for joining us today. Do appreciate it. Whether you're listening in, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, KGYM mobile app, or your smart speaker as well. Good show coming up for you. We'll take a look at the weekend in sports, NFL, college basketball, college football, what have you. Maybe a little golf today. We'll talk about all that coming up. KJ Pilcher will join us just past the bottom of the hour, and we will talk high school wrestling with KJ on the program today as well. And we will do that all on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Later on tonight, Cyclone Sideline Show coming your way at 6:30, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. And then on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, it'll be NFC North football, the Vikings and the Bears getting ready to go at it. And we'll have that for you again on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Bowl season upon us officially. Maybe I'm a little different from a lot of folks. I like the bowls. I thought the bowls were fun this weekend. And right now we got the, what the heck is this? Is this the Myrtle Beach Classic, Mark? I don't know. What do we got here? Myrtle Beach, right?
It is Myrtle Beach. I'm not sure it's a classic, but right now Tulsa and Old Dominion going at it, and Tulsa has kicked a field goal to go up 17-10, just close to the end of the first half.
Yeah, they're getting ready to go into halftime right there. Hey, as Spencer said, you cannot beat Monday afternoon college football, right?
No.
And so that's what we have. We've got some Monday afternoon matinee college football coming your way. Wherever you need it, just throw her in there. As far as bowl action is concerned. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you today. Love to interact with you, our listener out there. Again, 319-366-1600. 86.99 agreeing with me. I'm with you. They love the bowl games. There was a bunch of them. There are five of them on Saturday. We got to see the most prolific passer, single-season passer in NCAA college football history. Joe Burrow's records lasted 1 year, Mark. Exactly 1 year before the Western Kentucky quarterback took him down on Saturday.
Yeah, very true. And because of the timing of some of these bowl games, the Emil's Hideaway pick six is not complete. We're only through three games. We picked the Monday night game tonight, and we also had picks for a Tuesday and Wednesday game. So all I can tell you right now is all three of us are 2-1, and we'll have more picks on Thursday as we will be off on Friday.
Yep, this will be a shortened week, obviously, with the Christmas coming up, Christmas Eve coming up on Friday. We will have the Hawaii Bowl for you on Friday night, a tradition unlike any other, with all apologies to the Masters. That'll be coming up on Friday night at 6 o'clock on all of our frequencies right here on KGYM. It is now halftime, Tulsa leading Old Dominion 17-10 in front of friends and family in Myrtle Beach or close to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They're actually playing where Coastal Carolina plays their games, the Chanticleers. But it's football. You got to love it out there. 319-366-1600. Where to start today, Mark? The bowl action, we talked about that a little bit. It was, I thought, entertaining on Saturday. And then you got to Saturday night, and the Iowa men's basketball team put on their most entertaining exhibition of the year as they took it to a really good Utah State team. up in Sioux Falls at the Pentagon up there. And the Hawkeyes come away, I thought anyway, with their most impressive victory in their most impressive outing of the year.
I think it was Iowa's best game. That win at Virginia was very good as well. But Iowa did so many very, very good things in this game against the Utah State team that's going to win a lot of basketball games this year. Shot it very well. Had a 12-rebound advantage after struggling the last two times out. The Murray boys, men, were terrific. Keegan with 35 and Chris with 17. And just all around, really, really good performance. I think Iowa's best of the year.
Yeah, and by the way, Keegan Murray, Big Ten Player of the Week. And congratulations to him. Very deserving after that performance on Saturday night against a Utah State team that could really fill it up. Iowa was the aggressor on Saturday night. Looked good. They looked like Iowa was having fun out there from the opening tip of that game. Probably having finals week after the Iowa State debacle was probably the best thing that could have happened to Iowa. And not play games. Practice. Whether you're a fan of rebounding drills or you just say, go get the ball, that seems to be a debate over the last week and a half or so. But whatever Iowa did for Fran McCaffrey, it worked. And Fran, I don't think it was a real accident that Fran got a T early in that game. I think he was looking for something to get a T and get the team even more fired up. Check all the boxes on Saturday night. Everything worked.
And it did. Made some adjustments on the defensive side of things, and it all turned out well for Iowa. And we mentioned the Murray twins, but I thought Patrick McCaffrey, I think he's really coming into his own. 12 points, 6 boards, 3 assists in about 21 minutes. This kid is really coming along well. Bohannon had a solid game. Not a lot off the bench, but didn't really need it.
No. Not really. Well, other than Chris Murray. And Matt at Fairfax texting in and saying, would kind of like to see Perkins and Eula start. And it's been talked about, bantered about a little bit. Sounds like Fran McCaffrey not really into changing his starting lineup. The lineup that did really well on Saturday night in the second half in that game was Perkins. Now, Bohannon was in there. It was not Euless at that particular time. It was Patrick, both Murrays, Patrick McCaffrey, Perkins, and Bohannon. That was the lineup that made hay. They got up and down, created havoc, created turnovers. Keegan Murray was terrific. Utah State had nobody that could guard him. Iowa is going to be fine against teams that don't have a big-time post. And Iowa's first two games in the Big Ten were against teams that had big-time post players. No doubt about that. And Iowa State just played, hats off. Iowa State played a great game. Isaiah Brockington played a terrific game. Iowa played a lousy game. Iowa State won at fair and square. But against a team like a Utah State, Iowa is going to fare much better than they would against a team like an Illinois or a Purdue.
I think you're quite right about that. And Rabracha in the middle for Iowa had a decent enough game with 7 points and 4 rebounds. But you're quite right about when you know you got Hunter Dickinson over there at Michigan, and we've already seen the Illinois and Purdue big guys and what kind of damage and problems they can cause for this Iowa team. But a very entertaining game for Iowa. Now it's back on the court tomorrow. It's a doubleheader at Carver Hawkeye Arena. The women will play at 2 o'clock, the men at 7.
Yeah, and the Southeastern Louisiana is the opponent for the men. They took on Iowa State yesterday. Cyclones, not much trouble. Iowa State, a top 10 team now. They are number 9 in the AP poll, Mark. Baylor remains. Oh, go ahead.
No, they're not.
Well, they are number 9 right now in the AP poll. Whether whether a lot of folks around the country think Iowa State is the ninth best team in the country. That remains, I guess, in your own mind. But we shall see, because number one Baylor is going to come to Hilton on January the 1st. And what should be an amazing, amazing atmosphere and amazing, amazing game out there. 319-366-1600. 8186. Love the Twitter peeps who thought Fran was sure to get tossed. No clue of what he was actually doing. And that second one, he got the tee very early, and that was the stare off of all time, by the way, between Fran and that particular official. And then, Fran got animated again right after that. Fran was into it. Fran wanted to turn this team around and get them riding high emotionally. And you got to do some very special things to get tossed out of a game, or talk about the lineage of an official's family, usually, to get tossed out of a game.
Or make contact.
Yeah, like that. Something like that.
Man, Peter Rapids don't hate, Mark. Cyclones. Well,
is that our friend Matt?
I get it, Matt. And Iowa State, I guess, unbeaten, has put together a good enough resume that maybe it does deserve number 9. I don't know. But let's play the season out, see where the Cyclones end up. It's a terrific story right now. There's no doubt about it, beating two top 25 teams, taking down Iowa in convincing fashion. You can't deny this is a heck of a story right now.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Iowa State remains unbeaten. The Iowa State women, I think, just hit another 3, by the way. Not that they needed all of them, but that was a convincing win that they had yesterday afternoon. The Iowa women with a very nice non-conference win on Saturday night at home as they beat Katie Abrahamson, the former Hawkeye, former Cedar Rapids Washington product, as the Hawkeyes beat the University of Central Florida Golden Knights on Saturday night. So that was a good win for the Iowa women's basketball team.
It was. Central Florida came in as one of the top defensive teams in the country, and Iowa needed to get back on the winning track. And again, it is back in action tomorrow afternoon.
Very true. Also, 8699 asking about what was the reason for the Iowa State Purdue wrestling meet to be held in an Iowa high school. That was held up at Humboldt High School. And the reason why is because Kevin Dresser is an alum of Humboldt and wanted to go back and give homage to his alma mater, the Humboldt Wildcats. Did that. They had an amazing crowd yesterday. Iowa State came from behind after getting behind Purdue early in that match and defeated the Boilermakers. A good win for Iowa State wrestling yesterday. Go ahead.
Purdue's head coach is from Humboldt as well.
Yes.
Tony Erzlund. So that was kind of a nice thing for both of them to go take their teams back to Humboldt. I saw a video, and the place was just packed. Tickets sold out in an hour, Scott.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. So you had that, and that was the basketball from the weekend. We talked a little bit about college football. The NFL from yesterday, and again, if you can figure out the NFL, please raise your hand unless you're driving out there. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers shut out at home last night. And if that wasn't bad enough news, worse news today, Godwin has torn ACL. He is going to be out the rest of the season as far as Tampa Bay's offense is concerned. So, yes, they have Mike Evans, but as of late, especially as someone who has Mike Evans on their fantasy football team, Godwin has been the guy that Tom Brady has been looking at as of late. And for whatever reason, Tampa Bay didn't look like Tampa Bay last night.
No, and Brady lost two of his top receivers, and then Leonard Fournette went down, and the weapons were few and far between. But come on, this is Tom Brady. To be shut out at home, I mean, congratulations to the New Orleans defense, Cajun and Troy. Very, very, very odd. 9-0.
Yeah, it was an odd game. Yeah. Troy, are you, if you're out there, are you back on the Saints bandwagon? Well, not the bandwagon. You're a fan. Are you back on the Saints? Are you back on the Saints, Troy, out there? I'd love to hear from you. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Yes, Tony and Animos also letting us know what you said, Mark, the Purdue coach, also from Humboldt. So that's why they put that duel up in North Central Iowa. And I think a really cool idea, too. And also helped out the fact that Iowa State had basketball games at Hilton Coliseum. So it all worked out beautifully right there.
Yeah, I'd like to see more of it. Tom Brands, take your team to your hometown of Sheldon. And I'd like to see a bit more of it. I think it's really cool. And in terms of the NFL, I was thinking today, Scott, how many teams out there right now through what, 14 games? Most everybody's played 14. Which teams don't have many chinks in their armor? You know, the Chiefs were in question a couple, 3 weeks ago. I think you can put the Chiefs in that category. I think you can certainly put Green Bay in that category. I think you can put the Rams in that category. Would you add, I mean, with Tampa Bay losing and losing the way it did yesterday, the chinks in the armor.
Yeah,
say you.
I agree. There's not a complete team out there that you cannot just say, you know, is absolutely, yeah, has no Achilles heel or anything like that out there. Arizona got blitzed by the Detroit Lions yesterday.
Right.
That no one saw coming. First loss of the year on the road for Arizona. Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. Also, analytics took a big hit over the weekend. Started Thursday night and did not let up all through the weekend. Baltimore left points out there in that Packer game. Take points when you can get them. People. Oy.
I much prefer common sense to analytics. Why not at home kick an extra point and go ahead and, you know, take it to overtime if you will.
Well, they had chances with field goals earlier in the game.
Of course, even if you kick or make that 2-point conversion, there's 42 seconds left, and you're letting Aaron Rodgers go back on the field. You don't think he can't lead Green Bay in 42 seconds to field goal range. Not a great proposition necessarily with Mason Crosby, but there was still 42 seconds left in that game when Baltimore attempted a 2-point conversion. And it was an ill-advised play. I thought it was a horrible play call. Of course you're going to go to Mark Andrews. And Huntley tried to force it into him when he had a guy wide open in the back of the end zone. Common sense. Come on. Common sense. Kick the extra point.
Cyclone Tim, congratulations to your son on winning $100 on the Saints last night. If you're betting on the NFL, you're a better man than I am. Leo in Iowa City. Good to hear from you, Leo. As an Iowa fan and Saints fan, game last night was a work of art. Almost 20 punts combined and 9 points off field goals. That is Big Ten football.
Yeah.
And a cool idea, having that wrestling meet in Humboldt. One of our texters also weighing in right there. 319-366-1600. I wanted to get to this, too, before we completely change gears here. Came official over the weekend. You win a few, you lose a few, I guess, as far as folks coming and going. Iowa State, Will McDonald is going to be back. Xavier Hutchinson is going to be back. Breece Hall, not. Breece Hall made it known. He is going to enter the NFL draft, and he will not play for Iowa State in the Cheez-It Bowl against Clemson. Big loss, to say the least, as far as Iowa State football is concerned. We'll have the game coming up later on next week on the 29th for you right here on KGYM. But I don't think any of us were surprised about that, Mark, but that's a big loss for the bowl game.
Well, of course it is. You lose an All-America running back who's going to be an NFL player very soon. But, I mean, you're talking about a week, maybe a little bit more, before the game is going to be played. Perhaps Breece Hall told Matt Campbell some time ago, and he just made the announcement this past weekend. I think Iowa State's still going to be fine. It was going to be a difficult game anyway against Clemson, but not surprised in the least about Breece Hall.
No, not surprised at all. And, best of luck to him. I think he's going to be if there's a running back made for a first-round pick, I think it's Breece Hall. He's got first-round talent, but as we know, the NFL doesn't take a lot of running backs in the first round now. So he's going to go in the second round. I don't think there's any doubt about that. 319-366-1600. Going to get an Emil Sideway scoreboard update for you in a moment or two. Got to touch upon this, Mark, and that is the amazing, amazing performance by Charlie over the weekend. He's a one-word guy now, right? Charlie Woods, if you did not see it, basically put Team Woods on his 12-year-old back and took it to second place in the PNC Championships yesterday afternoon, losing by two shots to Team Daly, John Daly and Little John Daly, who's a freshman at Arkansas and a very good golfer in his own right, college golfer. But Charlie Woods was amazing yesterday, Mark.
Charlie Axel Woods, 12 years old, and I mean, some of the shots he hit, some of the putts he made, you just shook your head. How can a 12-year-old kid do this?
Dad, get in the car.
I know he's playing from the forward tee, 6,000-yard course, but still, I mean, that par 3 17th hole, he's teeing off the same spot as his dad and just laces an iron to within a few feet with water looming on the left. Maybe 12-year-olds don't have any nerves, but he really carried Tiger. And I will say Tiger, his swing looked a little stiff, but not bad.
Not bad. Not bad.
As you made the point last week, it's the walking that's going to prohibit him from being on the tour, and especially in the Masters.
Yeah, it's... he was laboring, and he admitted afterwards he was very, very tired, exhausted. And that's the reason why he's going to play a very limited schedule. I mean, the NBC stuff of, the comeback is underway. Come on. Enjoy Tiger. If you're a Tiger fan out there, enjoy him playing. Enjoy him at Augusta. You know he's going to be there. You know he's going to give it his all. But walking that golf course, and there isn't a golf course that is harder to walk than Augusta National. And that was a perfectly flat Florida course they were on over the last 2 days, and he was laboring. And that was with a cart. I just don't see how he's going to get through 2 days, let alone 4 days at Augusta. And it's good for golf. I understand all that. But it's going to be tough. It is going to be really tough. And that swing, when he gets tired, is going to start to go. And you're going to start to see, even yesterday was three-quarter shots at the end a lot. It's just going to be a different Tiger. It's going to be a different Tiger. Now, as far as Charlie is concerned, don't worry about this kid. He's going to be fine. he is mini-me of Tiger. Same mannerisms, same everything on the golf course. He's just little Tiger Woods out there. And if you're thinking, well, I hope there's not too much pressure on him, I think he loves that. I think he's like Tiger. Give me more pressure out there. And he hit some shots on that back nine that a 12-year-old should not hit.
I agree. I mean, I think, there will be pressure on him, but I think he's going to be able to handle it. And I think Tiger Woods is going to be a big part of that in terms of his coaching and whatnot. But I think the bad thing is, I mean, it took away from the performance of John Daly and his son, John Daly II. They won the tournament, and they didn't get a lot of coverage until the very end when they were finishing up. John Daly, you talk about kids, John Daly Jr. is pretty darn good as well.
Not bad.
I mean, he can't make the Arkansas team right now. That's how good Arkansas is. He played in one event last year, but he's going to be good as well.
Yeah, and he was only a freshman last year, so he's going to be just fine. 319-366-1600. Before we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you, I want to remind you that coming up Sunday, January the 9th, it's going to be the Z102.9 Wedding Show downtown at the Doubletree by Hilton Convention Complex. The event doors are going to open up at 1 o'clock. Fashion show will be at 3:30, featuring what's new in bridal fashions from Heart to Heart Bridal, the latest threads from Prince Albert Tuxedos and Suits, plus a pop of floral accents from Memorable Moments by Every Bloomin' Thing from down in Iowa City, Coralville. So mark that down on your calendar, especially if you have a wedding coming up in your family out there. We're going to talk to KJ Pilcher, talk some wrestling with you here in just a few moments, but we want to throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update on this Monday afternoon, and it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. And they are located on First Avenue Southeast, right across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. By the way, it is a three-way tie at 2-1 as we go into the final three games of this last week's edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. By the way, your Bears are down all four of their defensive backs tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you take another thing off my scoreboard. That's fine.
No, that's go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was going to be on your scoreboard, Mark.
No, that's fine. Speaking earlier, teams with chinks in their armor, we've got the Monday night game tonight. Minnesota, which finds ways to lose, and the Chicago Bears, which has COVID issues and down all four starting defensive backs, as you mentioned. So make sure and tune into that one, folks.
Who'd you take?
What's that?
You take Minnesota or the Bears?
I took the Bears.
I did too.
We'll see how that goes. At any rate, the rest of the scoreboard, the AP women's basketball poll is out. Iowa State tied for 13th. Iowa in 15th place. Yes, you can win a college football national championship if you're a school in the state of Iowa. Morningside won the NAIA national championship on Saturday night over another Iowa school, Grandview. 38-28.
Joel and Muscatine is a happy alum.
Yes. And finally, some folks thought name, image, and likeness would create a problem in college football and college sports. Not with Tyler Linderbaum, the Iowa All-America Center. He used his NIL ability to generate $30,000 to Stead Family Children's Hospital and presented that check over the weekend. Not a better story over the weekend in my mind.
Yeah, awesome. And not the only one, obviously, but that was the one we know about from the weekend. So hats off to Tyler Linderbaum, no doubt about that. Cyclone Tim thanking us for taking the Bears. Sincerely, a Vikings fan. Best of luck tonight, Tim. All right, we'll take a break, come back, get you weather forecast, and on the other side, we'll talk to KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We'll talk wrestling after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And it's going to be a sunny day today. Temperatures are going to be warmer than yesterday, but still kind of chilly in the mid to upper 30s. Later on tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies and drop on down into the teens. Tomorrow, we are going to have plenty of sun. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 30s. We'll stay with the mid 30s on Wednesday and then get warmer as we head into the end of the week. 40s for Thursday and nearing 50 degrees for Christmas Eve. That's your latest Iowa News Now weather first forecast.
Turn every Tuesday into payday with TNT Tuesday on FanDuel Sportsbook. Win or lose, FanDuel is giving all customers $10 back every Tuesday. Just bet a $10 or more same game parlay on any NBA game on TNT. There are so many NBA market options you can use, like player point totals, rebounds, assists, money lines, over-unders, point spreads, and much, much more. It's the perfect way to turn a small bet into a big-time score. And win or lose, you're guaranteed to get $10 added to your account. It's just one of many reasons to use FanDuel. They have an easy-to-use app, and they feature odds boosts and specials every day, and some bigger boosts each weekend. And when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. If you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code COON to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 and make every moment more this NBA season. That's promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit. Expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
When it comes to choosing a Medicare Advantage plan, Blue is affordable. Blue is convenient. Blue is staying healthy. And now, Blue is Medicare Advantage from Wellmark Advantage Health Plan. All-in-one plans including medical and drug coverage, plus health benefits like dental, vision, hearing, fitness, and more. Some available at $0 premiums. Compare plans at WellmarkAdvantage.com. Wellmark Advantage Health Plan is a PPO and an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Wellmark Advantage Health Plan depends on contract renewal.
In a game of business, it's all about who gets in and who doesn't. Because you have important things to protect, like equipment, your building, and people's information. Level up your security with Network Computer Solutions. They're experts at keeping your data safe, and they can also keep your physical space safe. From camera systems and door access to 24-hour video surveillance, NCS will customize a system for the way you work. Network Computer Solutions, keeping your building, your equipment, and of course, your data secure. Visit ncsei.com.
Getting the most for your money can help you relax. With power checking from Midwest One Bank, you may earn higher interest and ATM fee refunds by simply receiving electronic statements, making at least 15 debit card purchases that post and clear, and making at least one direct deposit, automatic debit from a third party, or bill pay transaction post and clear each qualification cycle. See MidwestOne.bank for details. Enjoy simply better banking from Midwest One Bank. Member FDIC.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back on the gym class at 3:37 here on KGYM, and interesting NFL bits here coming down the line. Jared Goff is on the COVID list now from the Detroit Lions. Mark, your Chicago Bears have plucked 8 guys off their practice squad, and if you can recognize 7 of them, 1 of them out of the 8, I would give you a gold medal.
I can't.
I think I know something about college football, and yeah, those names just kind of glossed right over there. 8 guys that they have activated for tonight. Sounds like Baker Mayfield may not go as well. That is, it's actually 2 games coming up. We've got the second game for you tonight with the Bears and the Vikings. The Raiders and the Browns are going to kick things off here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class on KGYM. One of the guys, one of the eight not listed, is our next guest, KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, who is not being promoted from the practice squad for the Chicago Bears to take on the Vikings coming up tonight. I kid, KJ, but
you actually just dashed my dreams, because I was thinking maybe talking to you on the phone kept somebody from getting through, but obviously I didn't make the cut this time, so who knows? Maybe the next go around when they need to fill in.
Maybe
take a chance with KJ at nose guard.
Yeah, well. My high school coaches didn't, so you'd be the first. But
KJ's appearance is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Hey, before we get into the high school, Iowa State Purdue was amazing atmosphere in Humboldt, and that was cool.
Yeah, that was something to, you know, it's been over a year in the making, because they actually had it set for last season. That was something that was on the docket a year ago, and of course the Big Ten snuffed out its non-conference competition, so they weren't able to have it. So they've been anticipating that duel and finally able to have it yesterday, and, you know, It was a nice matchup, you know, number 13 Iowa State, number 15 Purdue. And Dick Briggs and I were talking about this, you know, last week on our podcast. You know, Humboldt, I looked up the population of Humboldt, and I can't remember. It's a few thousand. But to have two individuals as Division I wrestling coaches in Power Five conferences, I mean, that's pretty amazing for that town to produce. I know they've got a rich wrestling tradition, but when you think about it, you know, 4,000 to 6,000 people in that town, and two of your two-time state champions are D1 coaches in the Big Ten and Big 12. That's pretty neat, and obviously they appreciate that. You saw how packed that gym was. I mean, 10, 15 minutes beforehand, everybody was in their seat and packed in there to watch that. And, of course, the duel was pretty good. Iowa State won the last four matches to win 23-13. And, of course, they got a really big win from Nate Carr, who might be a contender for the Hodge Trophy when it's all said and done, pinned number 11 Kendall Coleman in the second period. So they had a lot to cheer about, especially with it being Kevin Dresser's 200th victory with his stops at Virginia Tech and Iowa State. So it was a fun night. They really celebrated it, and it was good to see that kind of thing. And I was listening to you guys earlier, and, you know, they used to do a few more of those things. I remember when I was at Buena Vista, we had a triangular with Iowa and South Dakota State at Spencer. Mm. And I think at that time it was kind of a way that Iowa would kind of satisfy its iClub groups. And since, you know, the Northwest area doesn't see much of them, that was one of the ways that they did that. And, you know, that was a cool event, but, yeah, it would be nice to see some of those things pop up, you know, especially with the state schools.
Well, Iowa extending its footprint in Florida tonight and tomorrow, and I've got friends, KJ, in Florida, who snapped up tickets to this, just a chance to see Iowa. The Hawkeyes shouldn't be tested much tonight, but may if it faces Missouri tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I think either those two teams tomorrow that make it through between Missouri and North Carolina State, I think both of those two teams could give Iowa a little bit of a push, a little bit of a challenge. And, of course, you know, it depends on what lineup we see down there. Spencer Lee's heading down, weighed in today. Whether or not we'll see him on the mat or Jesse Ybarra, you know, we'll have to find out at 6 and 8 o'clock. But, you know, Michael Kemmerer ended up making the trip. He wasn't on the probable lineups, and him and Nelson Brands are both weighed in at 174. So we'll see, and I think that'll have a lot to do with it. But, yeah, they should get through Central Michigan and Lehigh without much of a bother. But, you know, kind of crossing over in that red pool, you'll either face the number 5 North Carolina State or number 10 Missouri, and that should be a good test. And, you know, it's kind of interesting how this has kind of popped up. You know, the national duels was something that, you know, I think this was kind of referred to as at the start, and it's been changed, you know, journeyman changed it to the collegiate duels, mainly because people involved didn't want to have that association with the national duels. And, you know, it's turned out you've got a 12-team field with, you know, I think 10 ranked teams in the top 20. So it should be fun to watch Iowa compete. And then you and I, boy, you and I got a really tough draw with Cornell right out of the gate and then Penn State. And those will be two tough duels. And likely you'll face probably Hofstra, if you're being realistic, tomorrow in a fifth-place match. But I think it'll be good competition for both Iowa and you and I heading down there.
Yeah. Well, let's turn our attention to the high school ranks. Of course, the last big Saturday before the holidays. And you were up at – I know you were at North Lynn. And I got to see the Northland Invitational, always very well run up there. And your impressions of how things went there on Saturday?
Well, you know, one of the things coming into this season, you kind of looked at Dyersville-Beckman, and it hasn't necessarily been a team that's been on the radar. They've had some good individuals, but they returned like 4 or 5 guys with state experience. And Owen Hunergarth was a medalist last year. And you just kind of wondered what, you know, what kind of team they might have, especially being in 1A. And they came away with a team title, and they looked pretty impressive. I think they had 3 in the finals. Hunergarth won at 195. Connor Grover won at 160 for them, so they had 2 champions. And they only had 9 guys there. They only have 14 guys on the team, 9 through 12, but they're still a team that, you know, beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy in a duel last week at Western Dubuque's Bobcat duels. It's a team that won a tournament championship here, you know, with some with a really balanced field, beating Cedar Rapids Washington, which is much improved. And you see the numbers at Cedar Rapids Washington being improved as well. But they won by 10 points. And Woodbury Central from the western part of the state came all the way over and ended up getting 3rd. I think he had 3 champions, too. But Dyersville-Beckman was a team that kind of thought, hey, you know, keep an eye on them coming into the season in 1A. And right now, they've looked pretty good. Not a matter of quantity, obviously, with 14 guys, but the quality they have in their lineup is pretty good. Another speaking of Cedar Rapids Washington, their heavyweight Tate Sikora Mathis, he remains unbeaten right now. I think he's ranked 3rd or 4th in Class 3A, but he looked really good pinning his way through. So those were a couple of the things that really stood out. Mack Valley had a couple champions. They've got a couple dominant kids, and Brady Davis right now pinned his way through. I think his longest match was like 59 seconds there at 220 pounds for the Wildcat. So good showing there by Brady Davis.
So, KJ, are we quiet until the first of the year in high school wrestling?
No, there are a few things, not much going on right now, but there will be a few duels coming up. Williamsburg will head to Iowa Valley for a quadrangular. I think Grinnell might be there in English Valleys. And the reason why I mention that, Williamsburg just won the Doug Phillip Duels hosted by Xavier on Saturday. Williamsburg ran the table there. Cedar Rapids Xavier was second, Marion third, West Liberty fourth, Anamosa fifth. But Williamsburg pretty much dominated its way through. And what that does is that brings their head coach, Grant Eckenrod, to 599 dual victories. And if you get to win Tuesday night at Iowa Valley, that'll make him just the third coach in Iowa history with 600 career dual victories. So could see him reach a special plateau. The only other two are Brad Smith, who remain at Lisbon, who is still going at Lisbon, who's at 675 right now, and then Kent Kirsten, who is retired, longtime coach at Logan Magnolia. So that's a pretty select group for Grant Eckenrod to join. And then on Wednesday, they don't have anything cool like the Battle of the Boot or Golden Spike or whatever the heck they play for, but Iowa City West will travel to Iowa City High for that annual duel. A good rivalry, should be a really good tournament. Some really dominant D1 wrestlers there. When you look at Hunter Garvin of Iowa City West, Robert Avila Jr., also for the Trojans. And then you got Ben Keeter for Iowa City High. The three of them, Garvin's going to Stanford, Avila to Virginia, and Keeter obviously is committed to play football and wrestle for the Hawkeyes. And you have some other really talented wrestlers there. Should be a good duel Wednesday at City High. And then they're also going to have a girls' duel. And that was one of the things that was neat last week with Kennedy and Iowa City West. They had 9 girls' matches before the varsity duel. So I look to see that again here with West and City High, and should be a pretty fun night. Of course, talking about Lisbon, they're at the Battle of Waterloo or they're supposed to be at the Battle of Waterloo this week. Weren't able to make it, but it was still quite a field when you look at that championship bracket with Waverly, Shell Rock, Don Bosco, West Delaware, and I think Indianola came out of the bracket that Lisbon was the previous top seed in. And speaking of Don Bosco, they'll wrestle Southeast Polk tomorrow night.
Yep.
In two top teams facing each other. So we'll have just a little bit of quality meets in the front half of this week before the holiday break kicks in, and then we'll kind of be idle till January 6th.
Yeah, Polk and Don Bosco will be fun. That'll be down at Southeast Polk. By the way,
yeah.
But that's good for Bosco to do that, though. I mean, that's good for them, no doubt.
Oh yeah, that's a program where it doesn't matter. They really will wrestle anybody, anywhere, anytime. And that was definitely on display this last Friday and Saturday. They end up getting second to Waverly Shell Rock, who. I think we've talked about it a little bit. They are absolutely fantastic, and it's shown early on with, dual wins over West Delaware. And now Don Bosco, they did very well at the Donnybrook as a tournament. So dual-wise and tournament-wise, Waverly Shell Rock is strong. And, of course, they had a couple marquee wins up at Waterloo. Aiden Riggins wrestled Max Magina from Waterloo Columbus, 2 defending state champs, and Riggins ended up winning that almost by major. I think it was 8-1. So he posted one of the dominant wins or marquee wins, I guess you could say, at the Battle of Waterloo.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Very impressive indeed. All right, man. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family, KJ. We'll talk in a few weeks when we get back at it as far as high school wrestling is concerned. But until then, happy holidays to everyone.
Thanks. If you guys need a copy of my Christmas list, just let me know. I'll send it to you. I'll send a direct message on Twitter, you know, with sizes and everything if you need it.
Awesome.
Cash is always good, too.
Anything we can do. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Give him a follow on Twitter and follow and read his stuff at thegazette.com. Does a great job with wrestling. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up after this.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
There's no room for quitters on a job site. Not on the crew and not in the toolbox. When a job gets tough, I respond with force. My MasterForce tools deliver power, performance, and durability that doesn't quit. Tools like my 20-volt cordless hammer drill. The brushless motor technology in that drill gives me up to 30% more power and 1.5 times the battery life. Professionals need tools they can rely on. MasterForce tools, available at Menards.
3:56, couple minutes remaining. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next here on KGYM. Reports out there on ESPN right now that both Baker Mayfield and Case Keenum, Mark, could be out for the game coming up in just a few minutes between the Raiders and the Browns. I told Spencer, let's run the option. Let's go old school, Mark.
Baker Mayfield's wife is hot.
Yeah.
Not, you know, from a physical standpoint, she's mad at this whole situation.
Oh, yeah.
Baker's asymptomatic. She says he feels 110% and doesn't get it.
Not playing the way it sounds, so we'll see. The Bears and the Vikings coming up tonight. That should be very interesting with the Bears having COVID issues as well. And we'll have that for you at 6:30 tonight, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Cyclone Sideline Show at 6:30 on 1600 AM, along with 102.3 FM for you. So we've got a couple different events coming your way tonight. Both begin at 6:30. Tomorrow, Adam Rittenberg covers college football for ESPN.com. And ESPN senior college football writer will be joining us. We'll talk about Iowa and Iowa State's bowl games. We'll talk about college football. We'll talk about the college football playoff. Everything with Adam under the sun coming up. Always enjoy when we talk with him, and we will do that coming up on the Tuesday edition of the program. So looking forward to that.
Yes, indeed. Who wins tonight's game, the Bears or the Vikings? That's our poll question today at KGYM Radio. .com, brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement.
Are you a confident Bear fan?
I just seen the Vikings blow many games. And let's see, we're getting how many points, Scott?
Three and a half.
All right, let's ride with it.
All right, you and I have the Bears tonight. Our friend Dave has the Vikings. We're all tied at 2-1 right now for the Emil's Hideaway pick six, and we'll see how that all plays out. So we'll talk about that and more coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. That'll be at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Adam Rittenberg, as mentioned, will join us to talk college football. We'll look ahead to the Cheez-It Bowl as well as the Citrus Bowl with Adam. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex and Spencer coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone.